Time to talk Jackson Heights Cobras football with head coach Caleb Wick. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny Kane here with you. Last week, Jackson Heights had a great game against Jeff County North, but ultimately fell just short 8-7. Coach, just a heartbreaking loss for your guys. The defense played so well all night long. Came down to the final couple of minutes in that game. So overall, just what were your thoughts?
Like you said, it was just a great football game. Definitely a defensive battle both ways. I think both teams are very, very prepared for each other. And, you know, they go down in the second quarter, and we have a great defensive stop inside the one-yard line. And we take the ball 99 yards and score right before half. And, you know, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And there in the second half, again, it was just a defensive battle, back and forth. A game you like to watch and a game you like to coach in, really. And then there on the last drive, you know, we couldn't convert on a fourth down inside the red zone. And credit to JCN, you know, their players just not really took over, but their quarterback made some plays. You know, we lost contain on the quarterback a few times there on the last drive, and he's a great athlete and was able to get out in the open and get some big gains there on the last drive. And, you know, they scored and, you know, get the two-point conversion. It was, a great play by the quarterback on the two-point conversion. And their wide receiver was able to get under the ball and catch the football. And, you know, they're ahead 8-7 there going into the last drive. But we still got 3 minutes to go down the field. And then, you know, Jason gets a little happy inside the pocket and makes a bad throw. And they intercept it. And then, you know, the game's over from there. But overall, a good takeaway is our defense had played really good the entire game except for that last drive. And we were right there to make the plays on the last drive. We just didn't make the plays. And, you know, their players made more plays than our players. And that was the ultimate outcome of the game. But I thought their defense played really good against us. And, you know, I thought our defense played really good against them. It was just one of those games that it can go either way. And they just made more plays than us. But overall, I was happy with our team's effort. And I think we made strides in the right direction. And I think you always make strides in the right direction when you have a game like that come down to the wire. And it was just a great atmosphere, good playoff atmosphere. So definitely it'll get ready for us this week.
Yeah, talking about this week, up at the playoffs here in Class 1A, you'll get Central Heights. It'll be on your home turf. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Jackson Heights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jackson Heights Cobras Locker Room Chat. We'll talk to you with head coach Caleb Wick. It is brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. And coach, you look at it this week now. You open up the playoffs here in Class 1A. You'll get Central Heights here on your home turf. Central Heights have had kind of an up and down year so far, but what do you just know here about Central Heights coming up this week?
They have a great quarterback. I mean, the same quarterback we played against last year, this same game, actually, last year, to be honest with you. And they do have a great dynamic quarterback, and they're awful young. They play a lot of young kids up front, but they have gotten better each and every week, and it's another challenge for us. It's just another week to get better, another week to prove ourselves, and another week to hopefully win it and move on to the next week, because, you know, now everybody's 0-0. Everybody's on to the playoffs. If you lose, you go home. So it's one of those things we want to, you know, make our seniors play as long as they can. So hopefully, you know, we can come out on Friday and execute and keep playing.
Yeah, you talk about playing them last year, a 26-0 victory for your guys there in the opening round of the playoffs. Do you try to take anything from last year's game, or just a simple fact of the only thing you take really is just the fact what they did offensively and defensively? Other than that, the personnel is kind of different and sometimes the same at different places.
Yeah, you know, some things are the same that they do, but they do throw in a couple different formations this year than they did last year. We've watched the film from last year, and they did lose quite a few seniors from their offensive line last year, but their skill positions are back. Like I said, the quarterback's back, the running back's back, and they're pretty dynamic. You know, they like to get to the outside. They like to throw the ball a little bit, and when we watch the film on us offensively a little bit, we do run a lot of different stuff than we ran last year at this point of the season, just being another year in the offense and more, you know, system that the kids actually know and actually remember and actually understand now. So we will look a little bit different than we did last year, but we do look at that film, and overall they are a little bit different from last year's Central Heights, but they run a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but talking about the seniors and the fact that they'll be able to play on their home turf again, I just want to get your final thoughts just on the senior class and this team as a whole here in 2021, because this is the final time we'll talk here, at least with regularity. So I just want to get your overall thoughts here on this year.
You know, it's been a great year, and it's been a year I think everybody needed, you know, not just Jackson Heights, but the nation and the state of Kansas in general, because I think sports brings out the best in people, and I think you can learn so many lessons from sports that help you advance your career, advance your, you know, citizenship, just making you a better human being and a better person. And like I said, I just think that's what we needed this year for these young men. And these seniors have, you know, been through a gauntlet. You know, some of them have started since their sophomore year and had really, really good success through their freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, really. And, you know, last year being 4-5, you know, they could have came back and put their heads down. And but they've really, really worked hard during the summer. They really, really worked hard this year. They've been great leaders. And I know our record might not show it, but they have gotten better each and every week, and it's been a blessing to coach every single one of them. And like I said earlier in the segment, I just hope we can play as long as we can for these seniors, because they've really given it their all for us.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing what your guys can accomplish here in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll be talking to you several more times here in the next month or so. But, Coach, thank you so much for all the time you have taken out this year. Really do appreciate it. Good luck coming up against Central Heights.
Thank you, Johnny, and thank you for everything you do for Northeast Kansas sports. Really appreciate it.
Of course, Coach. Thank you. Again, that is Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They are brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on KNZA.